It is virtually unheard of for Congress to rebuke a sitting president. The last one to be challenged was William Howard Taft, who served from 1909 to 1913. He was accused of having tried to influence a disputed Senate election, but in the end, the Senate passed a watered-down resolution and the phrase, "ought to be severely condemned," was removed. While the vote on Tuesday was symbolic and non-binding, the debate dramatized the conflict between Democrats and a president who has organized his agenda and his re-election campaign around stoking racial controversy and casting the group of progressive stars as dangerous extremists to be feared. Among other things, the resolution declares that the House believes that immigrants and their descendants have made America stronger, that those who take the oath of citizenship are every bit as American as those whose families have lived in the U.S. for many generations, and that the House is committed to keeping America open to those lawfully seeking refuge and asylum from violence and oppression, and those who are willing to work hard to live the American dream, no matter their race, ethnicity, faith, or country of origin. One after another, Republicans rose to reject the criticism of Mr. Trump, arguing that it was Ms. Ocasio-Cortez and her colleagues, who have sometimes used coarse language to describe Mr. Trump and his policies, who should be rebuked and punished for their words and conduct. When we consider the power of this chamber to legislate for the common good, Mr. Collins said, I wonder why my colleagues have become so eager to attack the president they are willing to sacrifice the rules, precedent, and the integrity of the People's House for an unprecedented vote that undercuts its very democratic processes. The Democratic unity on the vote could prove short-lived. Moments after the measure passed, Representative Al Green, Democrat of Texas, went to the House floor to reintroduce his articles of impeachment against the president. If Mr. Green can force a debate, the divisions between liberals and more moderate Democrats will almost certainly reemerge.